Let me share with you a story about a woman who had a strong commitment to a goal. Her name is Maisie DeVore. Here is her picture in front of a swimming pool. Maisie, and this swimming pool, by the way, is in Eskridge, Kansas. Maisie had this vision of a community pool. The main reason was her daughter and all their friends had no place to go swimming. And she couldn't get the community to build a community pool, so she started raising money. And on July 14th, 2001, this picture was taken as the pool was dedicated. But as she was raising the money for the pool, she was doing it for many years by herself. And she did it by collecting aluminum cans for recycling and any scrap metal or iron she could come up with to sell. You know what the community called her for a while? Crazy Maisie. I mean, here's this woman just walking down the side of the street picking up cans and stuff. And then pretty soon the Spirit caught on and some other people helped, and it got to the point where she raised $100,000. The state of Kansas then pitched in an additional 70 and the pool got built. They then began calling her Amazing Maisie because the time from when she started this project, her daughter was 10 years old, and when the pool was finally finished, her daughter was 40 years old. 30 years. Maisie hung in there to get this community pool built, no longer just for her daughter, but still for the children of the community. And through all the trials of being called crazy, as you know how especially children can be kind of cruel, she hung in there. What drove her, do you think? What kept her hanging in for 30 years? She had a vision. All right, we've talked about values and clarifying values to create that vision. In some places, there'll be gaps. We've talked about setting goals with specific deadlines and getting more specific with the steps. And now as we move into the next level of the pyramid, I'd like to just focus on one additional thing and going back to the timeline. You know, for many of us, when you think about from today backwards, there are things in our lives that we were very specific that we knew we wanted to accomplish. You mentioned some of those. For me, there are things that I remember being very specific about. For instance, when I was in high school and I was on the track team, I was on a relay team. And we had a really good relay team. And we had said that we wanted to set a record in the school that would stand for a long time. And we did. We worked really hard at that. We worked hard on our exchanges. We worked hard on our starts. We worked hard on the order in which we would run so that we could get the best time we could get. I remember getting through college was a real chore for me. 60s and 70s, you know what I'm saying? But I still, especially when I was a junior and senior and really settled in on what I wanted to do with this education, got very focused and excited about doing that. I knew since junior high school I wanted to be a teacher. I never wavered on that. I taught high school for 8 years, and I'm still teaching today, just a different group. And so there are some things, but you know what puts those in perspective for me?